Occasionally, we profile certain students enrolled in Ozark Literacy Council to illustrate the role literacy plays in people's lives. Today, we meet a man called Innocent. He hails originally from Rwanda, and we'll also meet his English literacy tutor.
Kanyandekwe Innocent Tushimir, who goes by Innocent, invites us into his tidy Fayetteville apartment this morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. You welcome.
I'm good, thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're
welcome. Should I remove my shoes?
No.
We're okay?
Come in.
Innocent is newly immigrated to the U.S. from Muhanga District in central Rwanda. He is Hutu, a majority Bantu ethnic group native to the African Great Lakes region. He was 7 years old when the Hutu government militia committed cultural genocide over 100 days in 1994, killing more than 800,000 minority Tutsis.
Really able to understand what was going on at that time. Because I was still a little boy.
After the Tutsi-led Rwandan Patriotic Front took control, more than 2 million Hutu fled to Zaire, now the Democratic Republic of Congo. A multi-ethnic government was eventually established in Rwanda, although civil unrest simmers, as it has for centuries. But Innocent remains hopeful for peace.
Since that time up to now, there is a big change. The way people were killing others is not still there. The country is trying to shift from the bad conditions to help people love each other and then try to build a good country.
Innocent decided to seek permanent residency in the United States starting in 2013 to pursue a master's degree after graduating with a Bachelor of Science in Environmental Health. He arrived last year, choosing to live in Fayetteville.
It was because I knew someone who lived in Fayetteville for a long time. I came here so that he helps me to become familiar with the United States.
Innocent, who attends Catholic Church, says he enjoys living in Northwest Arkansas.
Fayetteville is a calm city. It's a good place to live.
He currently works part-time at a skilled nursing facility for income and is enrolled at Northwest Arkansas Community College. He switched majors and is now studying electrical engineering. When he first arrived last year, he was able to speak only a little English. So he enrolled in Ozark Literacy Council in Fayetteville, which offers free classes. He's been a student for 6 months, and he's doing great.
At Ozark Literacy Council, they helped me a lot to improve my English, to improve especially my English speaking and listening. So they helped me a lot with that, and they are still helping me. By the way, I can even say that anyone who has any problem with speaking English can go to Ozark because they help a lot of people for improving their English.
Ozark Literacy offers levels of classes in pronunciation, listening, speaking, conversation, reading, writing, and life skills, as well as tutors. Innocent's tutor is Michael Pitts, a PhD candidate in American Literature at the U of A, who started volunteering at Ozark Literacy Council 10 months ago.
Because I've had some experience teaching abroad. My wife and I taught in South Korea for 2 years, and I really enjoyed getting to work with non-native English speakers. And I also was able to teach a course with non-native English speakers at the University of Arkansas. So I just really enjoy working with them and was looking for a new opportunity. Read about the council and thought I would give it a go and do some tutoring there.
Michael Pitts works with Innocent 2 hours a week in person as well as online.
So does he get an A?
Oh my gosh, yes. He gets an A plus. I think he is probably the hardest working student I've had, so definitely. he usually beats himself up and doesn't think he's working hard enough, but he goes above and beyond. Usually we go through, and by the next week, whatever we've talked about from weeks in the past he's bringing up and using without any instigation. So it's pretty impressive.
One area where innocent struggles, Pitt says, is grasping American slang. Like, you know, someone who's all ears.
Another one was, I'm sick and tired.
Sick and tired. Okay.
There's so many expressions, and there must be in your language as well.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the things that I find really impressive working with non-native speakers is the daily hurdles they have to overcome at their workplaces or at colleges, wherever they are in their day-to-day lives. Innocent, for example, brought up early on in our sessions that he had problems understanding his coworkers at the nursing home because of their use of idioms, not understanding exactly what was being said. So things like that, where every session we begin where he would bring in idioms that he'd heard or he would search the web to find common American idioms or slang. It was really fascinating to see all the things that we take for granted on a daily basis, but that to a non-native speaker are incredibly difficult to decipher.
Michael Pitts, along with his spouse, who's completing an education degree, plan to move abroad to teach non-native English speakers. And Innocent says he must learn English in order to progress in his new American life.
I don't have another choice because I can't speak my native language. No one will understand me with my native language. So that is why I try to do all possible so that I can listen and then respond.
But he takes a moment to speak a little of his native Bantu language, Kinyarwanda, by saying it's a beautiful day in Arkansas.
N'umunsi mwiza muri Arkansas.
Innocent, who just turned 31, has parents and three siblings back home he plans to visit next summer when he completes his studies. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And you can find links associated with Ozark Literacy Council at ozarksatlarge.com. And speaking of Rwanda, we also have a link to an NPR web story about former Tyson Foods CEO Donnie Smith, who is working with farmers in Rwanda to use poultry farming to hopefully raise incomes in a particularly poverty-stricken part of that country. You can find that at ozarksatlarge.com.